too much good news. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Whether you won at Powerball or not, we've all hit one jackpot: cheap gas. Low oil prices have brought back $2 gas, something the president seemed pretty pleased about on Tuesday.
Gas under $2 a gallon ain't bad either.
$2 gas today is the equivalent of 22-cent gas the year I was born, which would have been considered cheap even as far back as that was. And this feast of fossil fuel managed to happen even without the Keystone XL oil pipeline. It happened because of a perfect storm of good news, the success of fracking, high-tech cars with better mileage, and the nuclear deal with Iran. In fact, when that deal was signed, CNN predicted this.
The nuclear deal with Iran could add 1 million barrels of crude oil per day to global markets. Even a modest increase could send oil prices down and gas to $2 a gallon again.
That was back in July. See, the media does get it right once in a while. So driving is cheaper, heating your home is cheaper, flying should get cheaper once the airlines run out of room for all the cash they're raking in.
In just the first three quarters of 2015, U.S. airlines made almost $18 billion in profit.
But of course, this good news comes at a price. In the American Midwest, fracking country, the housing market could collapse. And then there's the effect on Wall Street.
We would like to see oil prices stabilize. They don't have to go up by a lot. They just have to stop falling.
Reminding us that while we all hate bad news, there's also such a thing as too much good news. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.